Learn to say no for better mental health. Saying no can be a challenge, especially when it involves people we care about. It's not easy to be driven by the fear of losing someone's love or approval if you don't meet their expectations. Setting healthy boundaries is crucial, though, not only for maintaining healthy relationships, but also for your mental health and well-being. I've come up with 5 easy steps you can take that can help you confidently assert your needs and say no. Step 1, understand your boundaries. Boundaries are important. They safeguard your emotional health and well-being. Recognizing when and where to say no is essential to managing your relationships in a healthy way and can help you avoid feelings of resentment and anger. A quick to-do is to identify a recent time when you wished you had said no. Reflect on what prevented you from saying no, and reflect on how you can prepare to change your response next time. It's really helpful if you can do a role play with someone you trust. Practice what you can say next time you're challenged to say yes when you know you should be better off saying no. Step 2, recognize your worth. Oh, yes. This is an ongoing daily challenge, isn't it? Your value is not determined by how much you give to others. You are inherently worthy of love and respect, just like anyone else. Acknowledge your strengths and the respect you deserve. A quick to-do, list a personal quality or achievement that makes you feel proud, and preferably one that doesn't include your loved ones. This is really hard, especially for parents, right? Because parents are programmed to provide and perform. It's really hard to take time for yourself. Step 3, simple scripts to say no with flexibility. It's really helpful to practice some quick scripts so you can feel more confident about saying no. If you have things kind of pre-arranged in your head and they're kind of sitting in a file, it's easier just to open the file and pick something when you need it. So try saying some of these responses. It's really important to make them yours. Say them out loud. If they don't feel right, then change them. I remember somebody saying to me, stop using such big words. Now, I was a journalist for a couple of decades, so I kind of became a wordsmith, I suppose, and I do have a tendency to use big words that can be intimidating for some people. So when this guy said, stop using big words, I said, could you give me an example? And he said, facilitator. So I said, could you give me an example of a less complicated word for facilitator? And he said, I don't know, teacher? So there it goes, right? It depends on who you're talking to and what makes them feel comfortable or intimidated. It's really important. So these are some phrases that I came up with, but it's really important you say them out loud and say, no, that doesn't sound like me. And then make it sound like you. And then you put it in the file in your head so you can open that file and get it when you need it. So these are just a few things I've come up with, and it's really important that you make them yours. So here's one. Thank you so much for thinking of me. I'm unable to commit to this right now. Or maybe something like, I need to focus on other priorities at the moment. Or, that doesn't work for me. Let's find an alternative. Or, I appreciate your offer. I can't make that work for me right now. Can we find another time or place that works for both of us? Or, I'm currently feeling a bit overwhelmed. Can we reschedule to another time when I can fully participate? That'd be great. Or, I value our time together, but I need to prioritize other things right now. Can we plan for another day? So really important to come up with things that sound like you, that you're comfortable with, but it also establishes a solid boundary. You want to be flexible, but you also want to take a stand on what you can and cannot do, what you are prepared to do, that you are not going to later regret. Step 4, balancing self and others. It's natural to want to put other people first, right? We can be people pleasers. We want approval. Everyone, including you, is deserving of love and respect. So saying no doesn't make you less caring. It means you are also caring for yourself. Caring for yourself can build your reserves so you can care for others. Remember the airplane analogy, right? I hammer this a lot because it's really important for you to know that you need to put the oxygen mask on yourself first, right? They tell us on an airplane, if that cabin pressure changes and the oxygen mask falls down in front of us, even if you have your child sitting beside you, you need to put the oxygen mask on yourself first. So a coping strategy around this is when guilt or anxiety surfaces, remind yourself that your needs are valid. Deep breaths, positive affirmations, things like that can help shift your mindset. Take that time, just a few minutes for yourself to help you rebalance, reset, refocus. Step number 5, reflect and reward. Each time you successfully set a boundary, take a moment to consider how it benefits your health and your well-being. Your emotions are important. It's really important to work out your mind and make it stronger, just like we work out our body to make it stronger. And celebrate. Acknowledge your courage with something that brings you joy so you can reinforce the positive action that you've taken. And remember, practice, practice, practice. What we practice grows stronger. Asserting your needs through saying no is a powerful step towards more fulfilling relationships and a healthier self-image. And you can always book a complimentary call with me. We can do a quick role play. It doesn't take long. And when you get it out of your head and into the ether, it's really helpful to feel more confident about what you're saying, so you can set those healthy boundaries. May the force be with you. And remember, you are the force.